Welcome to the Journey to Holiness. This is actually week 46 of your journey to personal holiness through God's holiness. This week's Anchor of Holiness is designed to help you to understand that you can get real and be real with God. And that once you get real, you can be real and stay real, because you're going to be more than what you think you can be if you understand what God is for you. This week's Anchor of Holiness says, don't pretend that you're okay when you know that you're broken. Let God fix you so that you can walk in His promises and favor. I have found that many persons who are broken have actually gotten to the point that they have not admitted that they're broken. God longs to carry your grief and your brokenness, but it has to come to the point where you honestly admit when you're broken. Don't pretend that you're okay when you know that you're broken, because what happens is you're not being true to yourself, and you're actually getting to a point of hypocritical behavior to yourself and to others. When you honestly confess your emotion to the Lord, you honestly confess your hurt and your pain, it is only then that you can get to a point of renewal and restoration. In fact, that brings me to a very key scripture, which is a part of our theme here on the Journey to Holiness, in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. The very good news here, it says to you that you and I have the principal element that God has provided to fix us. So if you're broken, it's important for you to allow God to fix you and to fix me so that we can actually walk in His promises and favor. Well, let's look at the six principal elements of God's provision to fix us, as it were. If you're looking at verse 3 and 4 of the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, it says, surely He has borne our grief and has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Key here, but He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Here, I'm going to provide for you the six principal elements of God's provision to fix us. Let's look in verse 4. The first two is that God has already provided His promise of provision and favor for us because, one, He has borne our grief. And secondly, He has carried our sorrows. So whenever your sadness or your pain or your hurt, your emotional feeling of being broken comes to be, remember, God has provided. In that, in verse 4, He has provided two of the essential principal elements. He's borne our grief, so you don't have to, and He's carried our sorrows, knowing that He's there to perfect us. Let's then look at verse 5. The third of the principal elements of our provision for God to fix us says that He was wounded for our transgressions. And then the fourth is He was bruised for our iniquities. And so now these next two come into, the first two have to do with our emotion, and the next two have to do with our action and our being off of the mark. And it doesn't matter, because the Bible declares here that He was wounded for our transgression and He was bruised for our iniquity. So any insufficiency, any errant living, any difficulties or habits or problems that we have had, God has arranged to provide favor and provision for us. Now, let's look at the last two elements of the provision to fix us there in verse 5. It says that the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And then 6, with His stripes we are healed. Now we transition into your healing and your wholeness. So He dealt with your emotions, He dealt with your actions of transgression, and now He's saying that peace and wholeness is yours. And so the idea is that you don't have to pretend that you're not broken. You don't have to pretend that you're not okay. Go ahead, release to the Lord. He has made provision, but it's only until you confess these faults, or it's only until you admit that you're broken. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on the facade. God really knows you. You can actually get real. You can be real, and you can stay real with Him. God has given us His favor by providing us with what it takes to be made whole from everything and from every sense of brokenness. And so as you move into your sense of wholeness, this is now where you begin to unveil and to release and to be candid and not be pretentious. If you are broken, if you are hurt, if you have endured pain, it is now your time to get over to the Lord by understanding that we can walk in His promises and we can walk in His favor. You don't need to carry this alone anymore. You don't need to carry your grief and sorrow. He's already borne them. He's already carried them. And you don't need to hold back because you've done errors, because there's been problems, that you've made mistakes in your life. You can release them because God has already been making provision for us. And then finally, your peace and your wholeness awaits you simply by recognizing that God has provided us with His provision to fix us. And so the good news, that it's not bad to be broken. The good news is that our Heavenly Father, who is our Creator, can fix us. He can cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and it is His desire that we be healed and be made whole. And of course, that we be real, get real, and stay real. So, let go. You don't have to carry that anymore. God is taking care of it. Let Him fix your brokenness. Walk into the mirror of faith and say, God, this is who I am, and I need You to make me who You want me to be.